Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marty Griffin. So I started getting calls early Friday morning about bumper cars all over the city. Cars blasting into each other. Ice, snow everywhere. And then my boys in public works started texting me that no one was called out and that there was no night crew. And that by the time they got to it, it was too late and the damage was done. Folks in the neighborhoods were outraged. And quite frankly, public works folks said that drivers, driving in general created a hazardous situation and blamed it on drivers, which I found to be offensive, quite frankly. I felt like they should have been prepared. I felt like we've played this tune before and I don't like it. And I wanted to reach out to somebody who's flat out, stand up, straight up honest, and very direct in how, and very political, and not condescending, and shows great leadership, the new president of City Council, Teresa Kale-Smith. Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you enjoying the new job?
I'll let you know in 2 years.
So, Council President Smith, when you started seeing the video of all these cars blasted into each other and then understood that there was not anyone in public works working overnight, how did you respond?
Well, obviously, I was upset and angry, just as my residents were.
Yep.
And so I started making calls. Sent an email first to try to understand what occurred and why we weren't, the roads weren't treated as we had thought that they should have been. And from that email, phone calls started coming in, and I started making phone calls as well.
Yeah, a lot of this happened in your district, did it not? A lot of the accidents?
It did. Most of it was southwest of the city. Because actually, there wasn't even a drop of snow downtown, from what
nope.
I understand.
No, it was dry. Hey, so yeah. I just find it a tad irresponsible or disorganized or however you want to call it, that there wasn't a night crew. No one out there at night. Are you disappointed by that, Councilwoman?
Well, obviously I'm disappointed. I mean, the things our residents want are basic services. They want their quality of life issues addressed, and having clean, clear roads is one of those things. And so I immediately sent an email asking what time they were called on, the crews were called on, and I've heard the same comments and same phone calls and same text messages you have, that folks were claiming that they were called in late. And, I mean, quite frankly, I just think that the residents and the crews who do work so hard deserve a better response and better and some better answers, I think.
Council President, what I found to be a little bit upsetting was folks in public works saying that the people choose to put the keys in their cars. And he said they should stay home. As one woman says, a lot of people have jobs that don't allow them to come in hours late, like cops and firemen. They shouldn't be able to say that. I find that a bit offensive, that sort of language, blaming it on consumers and folks who do have to get to work. Were you offended?
Absolutely. There's no excuse. I'm not going to make excuses
right.
for the behavior. I'm not going to make excuses for somebody else's actions. All I'm going to say is what I can do on my part. And my part is I began contacting the administration and talking with them. And I do understand that these jobs are difficult, and sometimes it's difficult to be ready for the media. But there is no reason to ever. We work for the public, and we have to remember that whenever we are on, that those are the people we answer to.
Teresa, is it fair to blame it on drivers?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
No, it was absolutely not. And I mean, I do think that at the very least, an apology should be issued, because at the very least, our residents were not only in difficult situations, trying to get children, trying to get to work, some trying to get to the hospital, some just trying to go down the street and getting caught in horrible accidents. And schools were not called off that day, so there were also people going to school. There was a school bus accident on one of our roads. And so I think that after dealing with all that, then to be insulted on top of it was just not okay.
Council President Teresa Kale Smith, Council President, have they offered up any change to you? Have they said it's going to be the same old, same old? Have you had any feedback?
I can tell you, I have confidence in the Chief of Staff, Dan Gilman. I believe that he's going to do what he can do to address some of the situations and to maybe make some changes. I know he's worked tirelessly on it all weekend long.
Yeah, it's tough because sometimes folks in the city feel as if it's the same old, that certain areas get focused on and that your district in particular sometimes is left out. Do you get that impression sometimes?
Well, we used to, but I can tell you this year, I don't feel that way as much as I used to in the past because, I mean, one, we're number one in the budget in terms of funding, receiving funding.
Nice.
And because we're actually, you know, getting some development, getting some attention, getting parks done, getting some things, projects that we waited for a long time completed. And we're seeing, like I mentioned, funding not only from the city level, but from the state and federal level as well coming in. So I don't feel that way as I used to. But I think whenever you're stuck in that situation and you had those situations for so many years, you tend to feel that way again. That, you know, you're just a forgotten area. But I think that that's not always accurate. I think that this was a case where there was issues in the, you know, South Hills. There was some issues in the north side. So I don't think that was isolated to just one section of the city. And I think a lot of people thought it was isolated to one neighborhood, and it was definitely not the case. My street was the same as streets all over the place.
I agree. A councilwoman, can't let you go without asking about the police contract. I know you can't do anything about an arbitrator's ruling, but you do have some concerns, and a lot of officers have reached out to me. Do you have some concerns?
I can tell you that myself and another member have met with the FOP because we do have concerns and we value our officers and want them to feel valued. And that's all I'm going to say.
Are you going to try to get them more money?
I'm going to say that we have had discussions with the administration. We cannot negotiate contracts legally. We're not able to.
I get it.
But I think that everyone knows that we value our officers.
They do.
Reverend Burgess has said many times that we could not even pay them enough as far as he's concerned. And I think most of us feel the same way.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you as president. You know this. I'm a big fan. You care deeply. You work your tail off, and you're honest, and you're kind and compassionate, and you take on big issues. And I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
We'll talk to you again. Thank you. She's very honest. Very to the point, without being obnoxious. Seriously. It's embarrassing that we have folks in public works who blamed all of those accidents on drivers, saying they should have stayed home. Oh, how about the school buses? Oh, how about the firefighters, EMTs, and cops who had to go to work? That statement from the public works folks is flat out ignorant by definition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.